Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf Samach Vav. And we're holding in the middle of a beautiful sugya, which we started yesterday. And we'll begin it again today to refresh everybody's memories as to what we are learning. Let's turn back to Samach Hei Amud Beis, roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Taner Rabbanan. The Braisa is referring to Hilchos Mikvois. And the Braisa tells us, Tzinor Shechokeku B'lebsoif Kavul, Poiseles HaMikvah. Kavul B'lebsoif Chokeku, Eina Poiseles HaMikvah. If you have a pipe which allows for the flow of rainwater into your mikvah, you have to be very careful. It should not be Mayim She'uvim. It's got to be Meg Shomim. Okay, how can you make sure that it's going to be Meg Shomim and not Mayim She'uvim? It's very difficult, because typically a pipe is not just a straight pipe from top to bottom. If there's any curve, any nook or cranny in this pipe where water can go and stay for a moment, then there's a problem of Mayim She'uvim, as if it's in a regular, normal kli. So there's one exception to the rule, if you will, and that is not going and buying a pipe and affixing it to the wall or to the earth, to the mechubel karka, but instead taking a regular piece of metal and attaching that to the ground or to the wall, and then boring a hole through this entire piece of this bar of metal until it becomes a pipe. So not that this was a pre-existing pipe and you attach it to the wall, but rather you start off with a piece of metal, you attach it, and then I use the term wall somewhat loosely. What really mean is karka. You attach it to a mechubar the karka, because the wall itself is a shayla whether it's considered to be tolish or mechubar. But without going into too many difficulties, you take this piece of metal, you attach it to karka. Now you bore a hole in it and make it into a pipe. Since you have a situation of kavul v'lebsoif chakakul, it doesn't have a din of tolush, it has a din of mechubar. So getting back to the beginning of the braisa, Taner Rabbanan, tzinar is a pipe, shechakakul, if they first carved out, bore a hole in the pipe, v'lebsoif kavul, and then they attached it to the karka, poisel is a mikveh, because this has a din of tolush, a din of a kli. Kli makes a mayim she'uvim, and it passes. However, kavul b'sayif chakaku, at first they attach it to the karka, and then they bore a hole through it, then ain't a poisel a mikveh, because it's deemed to be, as if, says Rishbam, as if you made a hole in the karka. It's not karka mamish, but since it's mechubel a karka, it's as if you made a hole in the karka itself. And then it would not pass the mikvah, it would be considered make shomim and not mayim shuf. So this braisa clearly distinguishes between a kli that was a pre-existing kli that you attached to the mechubar, or a kli that was fashioned when it was already mechubar. Mani, who does this braisa go according to? Loira blazer, loira bun. Lechay doesn't go according to blazer, nor according to the bun. And the Gemara is now, from here till almost the end of the daf, is going to seek to find which Reb Elezer, which Rabbanan are we talking about, that the Gemara assumes is not the Tana of this price. Meaning we want to identify who the Tana is. And the only ones that we find that generally speak about such issues, talking about whether Kalim, which are Mechubar and not Mechubar Lekarka, whether it changes status or not, the only time we find this is Reb Elezer and Rabbanan, and we want to see whether Reb Elezer and Rabbanan are perhaps the Tanis of this Braisa. And so far the Gemara says neither Reb Elezer nor the Rabbanan could be the Tana. Which Reb Elezer are you talking about? Elam Reb Elezer the Bias. Do we mean the Reb Elezer of yesterday? Who's Reb Elezer of yesterday? That's the prior Braisa, immediately before the Braisa, which we just learned. There was an earlier Braisa which starts about 10 lines from the top of the Amud. The braisa began, Taner Rabbanan moicher es habayis, a person sold a house. What is included with that house automatically? The delos, but not the nagor, that's the bolt, and not the manel, not the lock. Avalis a mafteach, I'm sorry, moicher es delos vies a nagor vies a manel, I said that incorrectly, that it does include the delos and the bolt and the lock, but not the key. The machteshes hachakuka is included, but not the kvur. Machteshes, as we explained yesterday, means a mill. Mill used for grinding. Now the question is, what's the difference between machteshes hakuka and a machteshes kvur? Oh, that's the difference of what this price is talking about. Machteshes hakuka means that you carved out the machteshes in the property itself. In the karka, you had hard soil, and a person chiseled and dug, and he was able to go and fashion a machteshes in the property itself. Just like the case of your pipe, of the tzinor, which was fashioned as after it was already attached to the property. So this machteshes chakuka, since it was so-called born in the karka, then it's included in the bais. Avalo yisa kvur. Kvur means that if you bought the machteshes in a Home Depot store, and now you affixed it and attached it to the ground, even though now it's mechubo lekarka, it's not included in the bias, because this was not created in the bias, this was created elsewhere, and it was just affixed to the bias. As if you bought a light fixture, which you attached to the ceiling, but you can remove it. So here too, the machteshes was bought, it was attached to the ground, to the karka, but you can go and remove it if you so desire. So the machteshes chakuki is included, but not the kivur. But skip now 2-3 lines. Reb Lezer Oimer, no. Kol ha-mechober le-karka, hariu ke-karka. If it's mechober, it's like karka. Meaning it makes no difference whether it was originally chakuka or originally kivur. Whether it was originally a machteshes that was created in the ground by carving it out in the property, or if you bought it in the 5 and 10, or you bought it anywhere else in the Woolworths, or you bought it in a Home Depot, and then you went and attached it, a machubra is a machubra is a machubra. So therefore, a blazer does not distinguish between chakaku v'lubsayf kavu, or kavu v'lubsayf chakaku, it's exactly the same. So therefore, says HaGemara, hi, Reb Lezer, when you said that this b'risa does not stim like Reb Lezer, l'choyre, you're right, that this b'risa does not go in accordance with Reb Lezer. Why? Because this b'risa does distinguish between chakaku v'lepseif kavu, or kavu v'lepseif chakaku. However, Reb Lezer in the prior b'risa, the b'risa of bias, does not distinguish. He says, anything which is mechubar, don't tell me how it was born. Mechubar is mechubar. So, t'yamar l'choyre, it's that Reb Lezer that the b'risa does not go in accordance with. Elaim Reb Lezer de Bias. No. Dil Mahina Tamid Reb Lezer. Sovar, Reb Lezer Sovar, that Moicher Ba'ayin Yofa Moicher. Rabbanan Savri, Moicher Ba'ayin Ra Moicher. You really have no raya. So konzain, that Reb Lezer de Bias is the Tana of this Braisa. And when it comes to Hilchas Mikvois, he says, of course there's a difference between whether it was originally Tolush and then it became Mechuber, or whether it was something that was created Mechuber Dikahait, when you etched out and you bore a hole in this Tzinar, if it was initially Kavu, attached to the property, and then you bore the hole in it, that would be wonderful, and it would be deemed fully mechubar, and ain't a poiseless amikvah. And it was chokav lepsoif kavu, that you bought a finished pipe from the Home Depot, and you went and attached it to the property, then poiseless amikvah, because it doesn't become mechubar, it remains the status of a kli. That's the Gabi Hilchas Mikvois. However, when it comes to selling a bias, somebody is selling the property. The person is selling it with generosity, with goodwill, with grace. And he says, yeah, you can go and keep the machteshes, even though this machteshes was originally bought and purchased in Home Depot, and only subsequently did we attach it to the ground. I'm not going to schlep it out. Yeah, just leave it there. It's yours. You can keep it. Just like people today when they sell apartments or houses and they have a refrigerator there from 10, 20 years already, and it might be a good functioning refrigerator. It certainly wasn't created with the house. He didn't buy it with the house. He bought it and he had it installed. But you can keep it. Same thing this machteshes. You can keep it because the person is selling b'ayin yofa, and therefore that has nothing to do with Hilchas Mikvois. Kum techoy, says the Gemara, that it's possible that the Reb Lezer of the Braisa of Bias is is the Tana of this Braisa Tzinar. Because even though in the Braisa of Bais he doesn't distinguish, and the Gabi, the Halach of Tzinar, we do distinguish, it's because these are two different things. The Gabi Hilchas Mikvois, I have to make sure that it's not Mayim Sheuvim. Make sure that you first attach the steel bar, the metal bar, to the property, and then bore a hole in it. So it shouldn't be Mayim Sheuvim. But Legavi Hilchois Bias, since a person is selling Be'ayin Yofa, even though it was originally Tolish, and afterwards he was a Mechaberet, makes no difference, it's still salt. So therefore, the Braisa could be Reblessed. But we started off that it's Loi Reblessed. Freit Yimara, let's find another Reblessed that it cannot go in accordance with. The Elder Reblezer to Kaveris Dvoinu. Oh, the Reblezer of the following Mishnah that talks about a beehive. Now, we have to understand, most of us, when we think of beehives, we think of a beehive that was created by bees. How did they create it? Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them the wisdom and the seichel to go and put together straw or whatever they use to go and construct their beehives, and they create it as part of the ground, and it becomes a beehive. But that's not the type of beehive that we're talking about in our Mishnah. This beehive is a man-made beehive, and it was made in a factory or made by hand in somebody's basement, whatever it was, and then they attached it to the karka with cement. So this was a man-made thing. This is what we would go and call a chokeku filipsoif kovu. Just like we had by the tzinar, it was originally a pipe, which was already chokeku, which was already born out. In other words, a finished product, a finished pipe, and they attach it to the ground. Here, too, we're talking about a finished beehive, which was attached to the ground. What status does it have? Is it considered to be tolush or mechuber? Legabi, which halachas? Reblezer, oimer, harike, karka, has the same status like karka. So, therefore, what does it mean it has a status like karka? Says the Rishbam, number one, if you wanted to go and buy this beehive which is attached to the ground, you buy it as if it's karka, bekesef ubishtar ubechazok. And if you want to be koina metaltalin together with this beehive, you can go and be koina metaltalin agav the beehive. It has a status like karka. And the koisven alea prusbul. What means koisven alea prusbul? In the good old days when you wanted to write a prusbul, when you had the shnas hashmita, so that you don't lose the possibility of your choiv, of the karen of the choiv that you lent to somebody else, you can go and write a prusbul. And of course, even today we write prusbulim. But in the times of Chazal, the prusbul had to be written where the loive, the person who borrowed the money, owned karka. He had to own karka. Why was this so important that he had to own karka? So Rishbam gives two reasons. Number one, because the whole institution of Prusbul seems to be oikeres haTorah. Because the Torah says that after 7 years, shomoy kobam ashi yodoy esriyeyu, you have a shmitas ksofim, you cannot go and collect your choyv. But here, the Chacham are allowing for the collecting of the choyv. And of course, the Chacham have that power, because of the classic rule of Hefker Bezen Hefker. However, the Chachamim didn't want to make a new takana that looks like it's b'fahesia, public desecration, but a public uprooting of what it says in the Torah. So therefore they said, let's try to keep it as close as possible within the Torah guidelines. And what would that be? The din of Shemitah's Ksofim does not apply to a collateralized loan. Why does it apply to collateralized loan? Because if I'm holding on to the collateral, so I don't have to go and demand payment from the borrower and keep on nudging him and go and say, you haven't paid me, you haven't paid me, because I have already the money in hand, I already have the collateral. See, here too, when the loiva owns property, which I could easily attach and foreclose upon, it's as if I'm holding on to the collateral, and therefore it's not a big akira, it's only a small akira. Nishkefelach. That's rule number one, reason number one.
What's the reason why the Torah goes and makes it that the Kavanah has to write a principle contrary to what the Torah intends to do? What was the Kavanah of the Torah?
The Torah empowers the Chachamim to make certain gzeiros and certain takanas
in order to fulfill, go a step, help it, but not to go contrary to it.
Yeah, well, apparently there are times that the Torah empowered Chacham to go and do things which, although
we have that basic principle,
you have the principle of Hefker Bezen Hefker. It's not a daily thing. Of course, we cannot do it today.
Where do you
our own
the line. How do you know where to draw
but
the line?
But then after that, you have to ask Gedolei HaTorah, Gedolei HaDor, that will draw the lines for you. But that was reason number one. Reason number two, says the Rishbam, the reason why it's so important that a loiva is holding on to karka is because the Chachamim would normally be misakin something by milza de shechicha. A milzadish, the loy shchiach is loy gozrinan. Something that happens on a frequent, ongoing basis, the chacham made gzeirs. Things that happens once in a yoivo, they didn't waste their time. Normally, in the good old times, when a person made a loan, he made a loan only if it was a secured loan, which is not so difficult to understand, because in the good old days, everybody owned a certain amount of real estate. Whether it was real estate that they used for in an agricultural society, where they went and how do they make money? By planting and by making money off the soil, off the land, and or their own personal house, that their house was built on a piece of land, so people owned real estate. And so when someone lent money, it was an automatic achrayis nechosim on his real estate. That being the case, that's the reason why people would lend money. People typically did not make unsecured loans in the good old days, because an unsecured loan you may never get paid, as we know so well today as well. So, bottom line is, since the chacham typically were only mesakin in cases where you had a milta de shchicha, the milta de shchicha was if the loive owned karka. If he didn't own karka, they didn't allow for the institution of the prusbul. So what our Gemara is telling us is, what happens if the loiva only owns a beehive which is attached to the ground? I would think, come on, that's called karka. Come on, that's karka, that's a beehive. Kamash malan, it's karka, that it does have the status of karka for these purposes, and you can write a prusbul on that basis, and you can continue collecting even after Shemitah from this loiva that only owns this beehive. The einam kabelas tuma bimkoimah. As long as this beehive is attached to the ground, it's not mekabel tuma, because mechuber is not mekabel tuma. If an avela dies inside a house or touches a house, the house does not become tummy. So therefore, similarly, this beehive which is attached to the ground will not be mekabel tumah. V'haroide mimena b'shabes chayiv chatas. What happens if a person decided to go and take out some of the honey on a Shabbos from the beehive? Is it the same thing as taking honey from a jar of honey and then pouring it on a plate or something like that to be able to dip your apple in the honey and sing the famous dip of the apple in the honey niggin? Is that the same thing? And the answer is no. If you're taking the honey out of the beehive on Shabbos, it's as if you are detaching a fruit from a tree. You're chayiv chatas for the malacha of koitzer, as if you're harvesting, taking something which was mechuba lekarka and cutting it from the mechuba. So what do I see clearly, according to this Reb Lezer, that even though I started off with something which was tolush, and I was mechaber it, and I made it attached to the ground, it has a full status of something attached, which is attached, which is mechuber. Fully, fully attached. Now that's not what we said in the previous braisa. The previous braisa we said that a tzinar shechokku v'lepsoif kavu, that if it was previously detached, it was a kli, it was a full-fledged tzinar, a full-fledged pipe, that I went and I attached to the ground, it's still considered to be detached. It's poiseless a mikvah, it's still a kli. It's not considered to be machober. And here Reb Lezer says, I took a full-fledged beehive and I attached it to the ground and it is machober. So Reb Lezer l'choira is not the Tan of the Braisa. Now we have Baruch Hashem located the Reb Lezer that the Gemara said is that the Tan of Tzinar is not Reb Lezer. But before we answer that kasha, whether it is or it's not, we have the chacham that disagree. Chacham oimrim, eina kekarka, this beehive remains ashtik metaltlin. And therefore, ein koisin lea peruzbul, you cannot write a peruzbul based on it. Umekabelis tumumim koima, if a tumma goes and touches it, it becomes takatome, and the honey inside becomes tome, even though it's mechubla karka, so gunish mit gunish. Vareni mimene v'shabes potter, you're allowed to go and take out honey, it's all considered to be tolish. But a kuntra blazer, it's all considered to be mechubber. It was a case of chokaku v'lepsoif kavu. It was a fertig, it was a full-fledged beehive before you attach it to the ground. So, ibazoi, why did we say that it's considered to be mechuber? The previous brice of Tzinner says that if it was a full-fledged kli before you attach it to the ground, it remains a Torah's kli. And we see Reb Lezer holds it does not. Is the Chayra, this is the Reb Lezer we've been looking for so far in vain, to try to find that Reb Lezer is not the Tan of the Braisa. Baruch Hashem, the Chayra, we found this Reb Lezer, the Kaveres Dvoidim, who's not the Tan of the Braisa. Everything more, no. It could be that Reb Lezer could be the Tan of Tzinner after all. And really he holds that if you have a Kli, which you attach to the ground, it remains a Kli. And that's why the pipe remains a pipe. Aye, how come over here does he say that the beehive becomes like attached to the ground, mechubel karka? A special din, kira om Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer being Reb Lezer ben, Reb Lezer ben Pedos, because this Reb Lezer is the Amoira. No problem, we're still friends. So this Reb Lezer ben Pedos, the Amoira, he's explaining Reb Lezer ben Horkinis, who's a Tana. Yes, Reb Lezer tamad the Omer. Kid Omer Reb Lezer time. It's like the explanation that Reb Lezer gave. The Omer Reb Lezer, my time to Reb Lezer. What's the reason of Reb Lezer and Horkenes? It says in the Pasuk, by whom? By Yohainesen. V'yitpol oisa v'yaris advash. That he went and he dipped the end of the stick into the yaris advash, into the honey, and he went and he tasted it, and it was a gansa maisa because it had been goizetanis, but Yohainesen didn't know about it was goizetanis. A gansa maisa in Tanakh. But la maisa, the word yar means forest. Dvash means honey. What does that mean, a forest of honey? I mean, the entire forest was all honey trees. I mean, what? It sounds like such a strange term. Zokti Yimara, the Torah purposely writes this term, Yaris Tavash, to tell you, my Yar HaToilish Mimenu B'Shabbos is Chayiv Chatos. Just like in a forest, if you go and take off a fruit from a tree, you're Chayiv Chatos. If you did a B'Shoigig on Shabbos of Melechus Koitzer, Av Tavash HaReg Mimenu B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatos. Oh, so we see by honey, there's a special Gzeres HaKosov, that honey in a beehive, there it's considered to be taking from Mechubel HaKarka. Oh, beehives are Mechubel HaKarka. And therefore, beehives, not only for purposes of Shabbos, but for purposes of making a kinyan in the karka, for purposes of halvois, for a prusbo, of mekabel tuma, it all has a din of karka. But only legabe, the din of a beehive mit honey, because I have this special drush of yaris dvash. There, a tolush becomes a mechubar by attaching the beehive to the ground. But in the case of a tzinar, by a pipe, there is no such limud. And even Reb Lezer could agree that if you took a ferdiger pipe and you attached it to the ground, it would still remain a kli. And therefore, it could be Reb Lezer is the Tana of this Braisa. But the Gemara began by saying that this Braisa doesn't go in according to Reb Lezer. So it cannot be the Reb Lezer of Kaveres Devoidim, because that Reb Lezer could be the Tana of this Braisa after all. So where do we find yet another Reb Lezer that is not the Tan of the Braisa? A Reb Lezer de Daf, the Reb Lezer of our Daf. What's our Daf? Not only Daf Samach Vov in Bava Basra, but the Daf Ditnan in a Mishnah. Daf Shel Nach Toimin. A Daf means a ledge sticking out, or a shelf sticking out of a Nach Toim. Nach Toim is a baker. Shekovu Bekoisel, that was attached to the wall. Oh, it was attached to the wall. And as the Rishbam points out, the Gemara doesn't distinguish between whether it was Chokaku v'lebsayf Kavu or Kavu v'lebsayf Chokaku. Meaning, whether or not this was a board or a ledge or a shelf that you built, that you bought from the carpenter, and you attached it to the wall, that would be a chokku v'lepsayf kavu, or whether it was a daf that you chiseled out of the wall. Regardless, in both instances, the Gemara assumes at this time that we're talking about a daf of pshute kli eitz, made out of wood, a wooden ledge or a wooden shelf. That's the Gemara's assumption at the moment. And therefore, vushteto in the Mishnah, that such a wooden shelf which is sticking out, why do you have such a shelf? Rishbam says, for one of two purposes. Either that was where you did the valgering. Valgering means that's where you were kneading the dough and you were mixing the dough. In other words, that was the preparation ledge. Or the Rishbam says it could also be the sales ledge, where you put the fertige chalas or matzes or chometz or cakes or whatever on that shelf for sales. When customers come in, you can go and show them, tell them, do you want this this challah, this bread, or this matzah, etc., etc. Anyway, so since the Braisa doesn't distinguish, its Braisa is talking both about a case of chakku v'soif kavu or kavu l'psoif chakku, that you took the ledge and you bought it in the store and you attached it, or that you fashioned it from the wall or from the ground and you made this ledge. Okay, so what does it say? Reb Lezer says, in all cases, metayet, as a din of tahara. Why does it have a din of tahara? Because since it's mechubah lekarka, it's mechubah, whether you bought it and attached it, or it was originally attached and then you carved it out, makes a difference. Bottom line is, all cases, mechubah lekarka, it's tahar. It has a din of mechubah. Similar to the blessing of Kveres Tevoidim, that it's considered to be karka. Similar to Rabbi Lezer that said the Gabi Bayis, kol mechubah lekarka kekarka. Rabbi Lezer is consistent, karka, 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 even if you started off with something which was originally a kli, and you attached it, it has a din of tar. The Chometam, the Chom say it's tame. Now the Chachamim say it's tummy. This Chacham is a tremendous chidush, explains the Rishbam, because the Chacham are talking about even in a case where it was originally part and parcel of the wall or the floor, and you chiseled it out. In other words, let's assume that the wall of this house, of this bakery, was actual wooden cedar trees, and what the person did was he brought a person who was a great carpenter, and he dug out or he chiseled out of this beautiful tree a nice ledge where you can go and put down the challahs after they're baked. Guess what? According to the Chachamim, even though this was always mechubar and it's still mechubar, it still has a halacha of tamei, because the Chacham considered this to be a kli, even though it was fashioned initially from mechubah lekarka, and it has always been mechubah lekarka. We're going to talk about that more in another couple of minutes. Anyway.
You said it creates in this thing.
That's what I'm going to say. The Gemara is going to explain it all momentarily. But in the meantime, l'choyre, what do I see from this braisa? I see Reb Lezer does not distinguish between chakav l'psef kavu, kavu l'psef chakaku. As long as it's mechubar, it's mechubar, it's mechubar, it has a din of karka.
The chacham is consistent throughout.
100% consistent.
He's consistent.
Baruch Hashem, you would want Reb Lezer to be consistent throughout. But we want to know whether the Reb Lezer could be the Tana of the Tzinar. L'choyre cannot be, because the Tzinar case does distinguish between Tolish v'lub soif chibroi, or something which was initially mechubar. In all the other cases, Reb Lezer does not distinguish. And that's why we're assuming that the Tan is the loik Reb Lezer. But each time we say we don't have a concrete raya, because it could be that the reason why in the case of bias, Reb Lezer doesn't distinguish, because Reb Lezer holds moicher b'ayin yafa moicher. A person who sells his machteshes, for instance, his mill, start asking him, tell me, was this chiseled out of the ground, or did you buy it and did you attach it? He says, Dreiminish kakop, it's sold with the bias, I don't care, I give it to him, I'm not going to detach it, just leave it there, it's fine. So therefore it has to do with moicha bayin yafa moicha, nothing to do with mechubar or kli. Same thing, kaberes tevoidim, we assume that it has to do with the fact whether it's tolish v'achachibra or not. So no, it has nothing to do with that. Reb Lezer has a special drasha of Reb Lozer that it says, Legabe Yehoinesen, Yar is Tvash, my Yar is considered to be Mechubar, so Tvash is also Mechubar. But that's a special beehive din because of the pasuk Yar is Tvash. But now let's see whether this Nafchel Nachtoimim, whether this is a special din or not, or whether in fact Reb Lezer disagrees with the Braisa of Tzina. So the Gemara says, L'choyra, this Mishnah of the Dafshel Nachtoimim, this is the conclusive raya of the Reb Lezer that this Brice of Tzinar is the Loike Reb Lezer or the Loike Rabbanim. Why? Because the Brice of Tzinar distinguishes between Tzinar Shechokku v'lepsoif kavu or kavu v'lepsoif chokku. Clearly, it distinguishes between the two. But in the case of Dafshel Nachtoimim, neither Reb Lezer nor Chachamim buy into the distinction, but rather, Reb Lezer says, Mani, I Reb Lezer, if Reb Lezer is the Tana of the Brice of Tzinar, it cannot be. Because Reb Lezer says, Afil chokku v'lepsoif kavu is tohar. Meaning that even though it was a finished daf and you attached it, it gets the din of mechubar. Here, by the case of the Maim She'uvim by the mikvah, he said if you had a finished product, a pipe, and you attach it to the ground, it says in the Braisa, it remains a kli. It doesn't become mechubar. Lechayr, it doesn't stim like Reb Lazer. It also can't go according to Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan say in all cases, even though you did fashion it and chisel it out of the ground or out of the wall, afila kavu psayv chagaku nami, they hold that it has the status of tolush and not mechuber. So they would hold by the case of tzinar, it makes no difference whether the tzinar was originally a finished product which you attached to the ground, or if it was a piece of metal which you bore a hole after it was already attached to the ground. They would hold it still remains a kli, and in all cases it's mayim sheuvim. So a bazoi lechoyra, now we've been poishit and we have found that this brice of tzinar is the loik reblez or the loik chachamim. We mean the two reblez and the chacham from the daf shel nachtoimim. Zogti marnei lo'olim reblezi lechoyra, it could go like reblezer after all. Aye, why doesn't Reb Lezer distinguish over there between Chaku v'seif Kavu, Kavu v'seif Chaku v'shani, Pshuta Kliyait, the Tumma d'Rabbanan. The holding of Pshuta Kliyait is not Tumma min HaTorah, it only has a Tumma mid'Rabbanan. And the Rishbam says, and not by all Pshuta Kliyait, only a special Pshuta Kliyait, which is also Ro'i L'Tami Medris. So therefore, only exceptional Kliyait is Pshuta Kliyait. They would have a din of Tum Midraban. But it's only Midraban, not Minat Torah. And therefore, since it's Drabanan, says Reb Lezer, in this case, I hold that even though it was originally Tolush, the Soif Chibroi, it was originally a daf that I bought in the store and I attached it to the wall, but since it was a Pshuta Kliyait, and since the whole Tum is only Drabanan, therefore I hold that it's Tohar as long as now it is Mechubar. However, the case of mikveh, l'choyre, the Gemara is saying, is a case of diraisa. Oh, diraisa, then I got to be nervous about a case diraisa. So if I bought a piece of a tzinner, I bought a pipe, and I attached it to the ground, it doesn't automatically become mechuber and have the status of mechuber l'karka. It remains a kli, and the mayim is mayim shuvim. So at the moment, the Gemara is distinguishing and saying that the braisa could be Reb Lezer. So how do we distinguish between the pipe that was attached to the ground that retains the status of a kli of tolush, and how do we distinguish between the daf shel nachtoimen, this baker's shelf, baker's ledge, that Reb Lezer says that once it comes attached to the ground, it becomes mechuba lekarka, and now it's considered to be karka. How do we distinguish? L'choy the teretz is Zokta Yomara. The case of Daf Shal Nachtoimit, since it's Pshuta Kliyait, that has a din of Tumah only made Rabbanon, while the din of Mayim Sh'uvim by a mikveh is a din diaraisa. By diaraisa, I have to be machmir, and therefore it has the status of a kli, and has the status of tolush. The case of Pshuta Kliyait is Tumah Rabbanon, so I don't have to be machmir, as long as it's mechuba lekarka, it's mechuba, and therefore it is taught.
Doesn't the Torah use the expression kliyates?
Yeah.
So therefore the kliyates is a Russian from the Torah too?
Only if it's a kli kibble kliyates. How do I know? Because we learned it from the pasuk that you are quoting, ach kliyates, oy beged, oy oyer, oy sak. Why does the Torah put together eights and beged and sak together? Tell you, just like a sack is metalto mole verekon, a sack is used for transporting things inside the sack, like a bag. Same thing is, a kliyates also has to be something which is metalto mole verekon. If you shoot the kliyates, then everything falls off the ledge because it doesn't have a border around it. It's not a kli kibble. But getting back to our Gemara, so our Gemara says that l'choyra, we have not identify the Reb Lezer, which is not the Tana of the Braisa, because the Reb Lezer of the Daf Shel Nachtoimin could be the Tana of the Braisa after all. How could he be the Tana of the Braisa? It's Tumin Rabban. In the other case is Din of Mikvois, which is the Raisa. So Tumar Machlal, since you said Tumin Rabban, what you're suggesting is that Tzinar is the Shiva, is the Raisa, that the Psul of Mayim Sh'uvim is Menat Oira. I will kaimel in the Rabbanon. But we hold that Mayim Sh'uvim is taka possible by a mikveh. But it's only the Rabbanon, but not the Oiraisa. And therefore both of them are the Rabbanon. Both the case of Mayim Sh'uvim is the Rabbanon, and the case of Pshuta Kliyait is only Tomei the Rabbanon. So if Reb Lezer is mitayer by the case of the Daf Shel Nachtoimin, because it says that the Pshuta Kliyait is the Rabbanon, so he should be mitayer in the case of the Tzinar, since the case of the Tzinar is only is also only the Rabbanon. So the choyre, this teretz, falls away. The oid.
There are two different rabbanans. You don't have to subscribe to all the rabbanans or not. I mean, this is a Gezeirah Darabanan for this reason, that he does subscribe to, and this is a Gezeirah Darabanan he doesn't subscribe to, that he's relaxed about. Why are we saying you're all in or all out?
All the Gemara is trying to say is the raya that you try to bring, or the logic that you try to bring to the table, is not 100% ironclad. We can poke holes in your raya, or in the determination that you've made. What the Gemara said a moment ago is that lechoira, the Reb Lezer of Daf Shel Nachtoymin cannot be the Reb Lezer of Tzina, or is not the Tana of the Brice of Tzina. Why not? Because the Brice of Tzina, we distinguish between Tolish V'Psef Chibroi, or something that was Mechuber Mitchilosa Meikari from the beginning. Well, the case of Daf Shel Nachtoymin, Reb Lezer makes no difference. In all cases, Torah. So I can't go according to Reb Lezer. Oh! Baruch Hashem, I found the Reb Lezer who's not the Tana of this Braisa, which is what we've been looking for all along. Like the Gemara began and said, Mani loy Reb Lezer. So the Gemara, no. And go to Reb Lezer. How could it go to Reb Lezer? Here he distinguishes, he doesn't distinguish. Oh, it's very simple. Because he is the Raisa and he is the Rabbanon. By the Raisa you have to be more Machmer, and by the Rabbanon you don't have to be Machmer. That's why Reb Lezer could be the Tana of this Braisa. Says Igmar, no. That is not enough to justify to say that he could be the Tana of this Braisa, because after all, this Braisa is also talking about the Rabbanon, and that Braisa is talking about the Rabbanon. So to go and say that the distinction between one and the other, where in one case he's Machmer, in the other case is Meikel, because one is the Araisa, one's Rabbanan, that's not correct. Because on both of them, the Rabbanan. Maybe you can go, as Barry is saying, there could be differences in the Rabbanan, for sure. But the Teretz of the Gemara was not that the difference in the Rabbanan. The Teretz of the Gemara gave until now was, we're talking about Pshutik Leitz, which is Tumut Rabbanan, and that's why it's different than Tzinar. In other words, implying that Tzinar is the Araisa. But it's not true, because Tzinar is also the Rabbanan. So they're both the Rabbanan, weiter. This Reb Lezer L'choyre doesn't stim with the other Reb Lezer, because in one Rabbanan he says by the Daf Shel Nachtoymin that you go across the board, you say in all cases that it's Tahar because it's Mechubel Karka. Yet by the other Rabbanan he says no, that it depends on whether it was originally Tolush, originally Mechubel. But even that is not the only kasha. The Gemara says, "V'oid I have even another kasha." Ha'amr Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina, the bedaf shel matches machloikis. We're not even talking about a daf of kliyets. We're talking about a daf of matches. A daf of matches, everybody agrees, is something which in the Kabbal tuma min hatoira, even though it has no kli kibble. Why is there a difference between matches and between pshutik liyetz? Explains the Rishbam, because the whole makor of pshutik liyetz, being tohar midyaraisa, is from this pasuk of kliyetz, oy veged, oy oir, oy sak, but that pasuk doesn't mention matches. When do we say that the kliyetz has to be doim ulesak and has to be metal to moliverekon? Only those things which are enumerated in that pasuk, the kliyetz, the veged, oy oir, oy sak, doesn't mention matches. So therefore, pshutay Kli matches is mekabel tuma min ha-toira. So that being the case, the distinction you wanted to make between mikvah is the araisa, and the case of pshutik kliyetz is rabbanon. We're not talking about pshutik kliyetz. We're talking about pshutik kli matches, which is also the araisa. So therefore, this teretz lechoira falls away. Everyone, the oylam rabbanon hi. We're not talking about Reb Lezer. The braisa could go according to the rabbanon. Shani Shiva de Rabbanan. Oh, so the Gemara is going now just the opposite of what we were saying before. Meaning, before the Gemara wanted to say that perhaps this Braisa goes according to Reb Lezer. Why is Reb Lezer Mekel and Hilchois Daf Shel Nachtoymin? Because it's Pshutik Liyetz, Rabbanan. Why is he Machber my Mikvah? Because Shiva Maim Shuvim is the Araisa. And that's why Reb Lezer, in one case by the Araisa, he's more machmir, and he distinguishes between chokaku v'seif kavu and kavu v'seif chokaku. Well, in the case of pshutik liyetz, Rabbanan, he doesn't, he's not mechalik. But the Gemara asked two kashas, and that's why we would doicha that Reb Lezer. That can't be. Says the Gemara, no. I have a better pshat. It goes according to the Rabbanan. And it's in reverse. What means in reverse? The Rabbanan, remember, in the case of Daf Shel Nachtoymin, are much more machmir. And they say that even something which was chiseled out initially from the ground, you had ground or you had a wall made out of iron in a quarry somewhere, and they chiseled out a beautiful daf coming out a ledge from the wall, even though at all times it was mechuber, it was never tolush, The Chacham say it makes no difference. If it looks like a kli and it smells like a kli, it's a kli, even though it's attached and it was always attached to the ground, it has a din of Kabbalas Tumah. So how come by the tzinner they're makel and they say that if it's attached to the ground initially and then I bore a hole, then it would be considered karka and it wouldn't be mayim she'uvim, would be kosher for a mikveh? Because the case of mikveh is a case of dirabbanan. The din of mayim she'uvim is dirabbanan. The case of pshute, not pshute kliyetz, pshute kli matchis is makabel tumah d'oraisa. And therefore, in the case of d'oraisa, it have to be machmer. But by the gabe, the case of the mikvah, which is shivid rabbanan, I can be makel. And therefore, as long as it was attached initially, meaning that you took a piece, a bar of metal, and you attached it to the karka, and you bore a hole in it, then it would be kosher. Why would that be kosher? Because it's shivid rabbanon. Since it's only rabbanon, okay, as long as it became a pipe when it was already mechubal karka. But we're talking about the dafshel mechtoim, which is a din of tumah d'oraisa, even though it was initially attached, it's not going to help. It's still going to remain a kli, and it's going to be mekabel tumah.
So now we're answering Hamani, the rabbanon who are cholik Rav Elezer in the case of dafshel mechtoim.
Exactly right.
Yeah. How come we even have a habamina that shivas in the d'oraisa?
Sorry.
Before we said mechav.
Thank you. The reason why we thought shivas d'oraisa. The reason is because the Gemara learned it from a pasuk, and now what the Gemara is saying is that drush from a pasuk is not a diaraisa, it's only an asmachta. Asmachta d'rabban. The Torah, it doesn't have to be meksham, it's only midrabban that is a requirement that it be meksham and not mayim shuf. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says now, Ihochi afilu chokav v'psoif kavu nami, once you're telling me that she'iv is d'rabbanon, so why don't the chachamim go the extra mile, and why don't they say that not only in the case of kavu, it has a din of mechubal karka, and therefore the water is kosher for the mikveh, even if it was chakav v'psayif kavu. In other words, even if you bought a finished product, a finished pipe in the Home Depot, and you went and attached it to the wall, since shivas d'rabbanan, why don't we make it even in that case, that the rainwater that goes through that pipe should be good, and it should not passel the mikveh? And for the Marshani Hasam, the Ikaturis Kli Olav Betolish. In other words, even though the Chacham were willing to go and say that Maim She'uvim is Sintis Rabbanan, I can be Mekel.
There's a B.F. Rabbanan say that.
Yeah, well, let's just focus so far on Rabban, because it's hard enough keeping each one straight on its own. So let's try not to. Anyway, the point is that since we're trying to figure out whether the Braisa does stimulate Rabbanan, the Gemara is concluding this, that it can go according to Rabbanan, not according to Rabbanan. It does go according to Rabbanan. You're asking, how does it go according to Rabbanan? Here, the Rabbanan Amachmir, in the case of Dafshan Achtoyman, that all types of Dafim, whether it was Chakav Seif Kavu or Kavu Seif Chakaku, in all cases it's Tameh. By the mikveh you said, no, we're going to make a distinction over there, because it's only Drabanan. Since it's Drabanan, as long as it was Kavu, it has a din of mechubar, and this is good, this is a kusha. Sigmar says, go the extra mile, go and say that even the case of chakuv lepsayv kavu, if I took a pipe and I attached it to the ground, that should also be kosher for a mikveh, because it's rabbanah. The Dumashani Hasim, the Katar is kliya lo betolish. Since before you attach it to the ground, everybody said, oh, sakli, it's atzinar, which you're attaching to the ground, so it doesn't lose its shame kli even after it becomes mechubar, and therefore even the Rabbanan we're going to have to ask for such a thing, because it looks so clear that it's mayim she'uvim. Rishbam says, if we're going to go and say that even this is not mayim she'uvim, even this is kosher, we're going to be mevatel the whole gezeira altogether mayim she'uvim, because all you need to do is any type of kli, always attach it to the ground and say, oh, it's ground, it's karka, it's well grounded. Said the Chacham, no. It's got to be a situation where it was, first it was a piece of metal, you attach it to the ground, there's no kli over here, it's just a piece of metal, and then you brought your person to chisel a hole or to bore a hole in the metal to create a pipe, That's the case. I'll be Michael Midrabah. Okay, so Rabbi Kol, one second. So how do we finish our Gemara? We start off our Gemara and saying we cannot find the Tana for this Brisa of Tinar. It's not Rabbi Lez and not the Rabbanan. Baruch Hashem, we've concluded that it is the Rabbanan. Which Rabbanan? The Rabbanan, the Daf Shel Nachtoimen. That even though over there by Daf Shel Nachtoimen, the Chum are Machmir and don't distinguish between Kavu Psev Chaku, Chaku Psev Kavu. They could be the Tana of the Brisa of Tinar, where we do distinguish between Chakvu Seif Kavu, Kavu Seif Chakku. What's the din between the two? Because the din of the Tzinah is talking about Mayim Shuvim Derabanan, the case of Dafshul Nachtoim and Dafshul Nachtoim and Derayim. Yes, Rabbi Kol.
How could you say on a pipe, it's a piece of metal? A pipe is made because of a certain type of the shape of it.
Yeah.
It's a certain purpose. So it's not a piece of metal. A piece of metal is just a piece of flat. Mm-hmm. You can do anything to shape it. But once it's shaped into a pipe, that's sort of, it's a kli. So why do you say it's just a piece of metal?
Rabbi Kohn, you're saying, you're explaining this very, very beautifully. Rabbi Kohn is explaining that until now it was just a piece of metal, and now you make a pipe out of it, you shape it, and you chisel it, and you bore it, and you make it into a kli. So therefore, Zok the Breiser, if the person did the shape and the chiseling and the boring before it was attached to the ground, it's called a kli, and it's mayim she'uvim, and the water in the mikveh is possible. However, if you took this bar of metal and you attached it first to the ground, it becomes now bottled to the ground because, as you pointed out so correctly, it's not a kli yet, it's just a piece of metal. So you took the piece of metal and you attach it to the ground, it becomes mechuber, it becomes like a shtick karka, just like if you would now dig a hole in the ground. The ground hasn't changed, it's still ground. Yes, you made a hole in the ground, but it's still karka. When you make a hole now in this piece of metal and you form a pipe out of it, but it's still mechuber, it's still ground, it's still karka, it's well grounded. And that's why the Braisa says that that would be sufficient by a drabanan. It wouldn't be sufficient deraisa, but for drabanan purposes, mayim shuvim drabanan, that would be sufficient to convert this so-called pipe. It's not a pipe. It's a piece of ground which looks like a pipe, but it's really totally mechub lekarka for purposes of mayim shuv. And we continue on with a similar shaila. Baruch Hashem, we no longer have to address the question to loikra blaza, loikra banam, because we've resolved our shaila and we have concluded that the brice of tinar goes according to Rabbanan. But now we're going to ask a new shaila. And this shaila is Boyer of Yosef. Make sham shechishiv aleim lohadiach ese itztrubulin. Mahu lahachshir lizroim. Presumably the Bach adds the word lahachshir. Yeah. Lahachshir behen es ezroim. Now what is this talking about? So we have to go and say two short nekudos. Nekuda number one is that for any food item to mekabel tuma, it has to be mukhshir lekabel tuma. How do you know? Because you learn it from a pasuk of that any machala becomes mukhshir lekabel tuma from a mashke asher yishase, one of the seven mashkois. Not every mashke is machshir, only yad shechadam. So for instance, if you have orange juice and apple juice that falls on fruit or on other types of food items, is not machshir lekabel tuma. It has to be one of those seven, the Yad Shechadam. Barry, do you want to tell us what the Yad Shechadam stands for? Okay, so we start off. Yad stands for Yayin and Dvash, okay?
Shemen.
That was Yad. Now we go on to Shochat. Shochat is Shin is Shemen, Ches is Cholov, and Tes is
Tal.
Good. Yad Shochat. And now we come to Dam. What is Dalet and Mem?
Dalet is Dam of Dam.
Or it's Dvash, depending what the first Dam was.
And Mem is Mayim.
And Mem is Mayim. So that's one of the seven. And how do you know these seven? The Chachom have rise from Psukim that each one of them is considered to be a mashke. However, orange juice and apple juice are not machshir lekabel tuma. Fine. So that's number one. Number two, it's not necessarily that you took any types of food items and you decided to pour water on it and say, okay, hinni mukhanam zuman, I am machshir. It only has to be lirtsoinai, meaning that he's happy that this water came on the food. And if he's happy, even though he didn't do it, for instance, you have peiros which are lying in the field and it's beginning to rain. If the person says, oi, the reason why I put it in the field is because I want these to be dried fruits, then he's upset about it, and it would not be mukhshir lekabel tuma. However, if the water goes on and says, oh, I'm so happy because all of these fruit were getting so dusty and they would look like they were rotting already, and now the water is going to refresh them and make them more moist, I'm so tzufriden, so then that would be mukhshir lekabel tuma. One other nekuda is that when it comes to machshir, it has to be mukshir betolush, not be mechuber. Because if you're going to tell me that water is machshir, even b'mechuber, then everything would be mukshir lekabel tuma, because all beiros and all yirokos and any tfuah, all are mechuber lekarek, and it's constantly raining. Halavai should rain so that they should all grow nicely. So they all get water on them at some time in their growth. That's not machshir. It's got to be machshir lekabel tuma or mukshir lekabel tuma after already tolush. Okay, and it also doesn't have to be that initially he was happy about the water falling dafka on the food. If the water initially fell on something else, which he was happy about, and then that water trickled down to the food, that's also sufficient to be machshir. As the Gemara tells us, Boy Rav Yosef, make shom shechishev aleim ladiach esa itztrabun. Person had an itztrabun. The Musai said itztrabun. So we had this already in the Mishnah back on Samach Dalid, or sorry, Samach Hei Omer Aleph. And Rashbam said two lines from the bottom. What's an itztrabun? It's an ogul shesoviv harichayim. Harichayim is a mill. And that a mill is attached, not the entire mill is attached to the ground, but the itztrabun part is. It's two, three lines from the bottom of Samach Hei Omer Aleph, where the Rashbam brings ogul shesoviv harichayim, v'dover kavuhu. This is the type of thing that once you attach it to the ground, it stays attached and you don't remove it forever. I mean, you could, but you don't. You just leave it there. While the kalus is the upper part where you put the item in that you want to go and crush or use in this instrument, since that's something which is removable. It's metalkal, it's not included in the bias. Anyway, the point is that instrument is this part of the rechayim which is attached to the ground. Rechaim is a mill. Okay, so look to you, Mariette. What happens now? The person was makesham, it's starting to rain. And the person has an itztrabul and it's open to the rain. And when the rain is coming down, he says, oh, I am so happy because it's before Pesach and I have to wash out this itztrabul very, very carefully from all the crumbs and from all the grinding and from all of that. And there might be grain inside, there could be a shalu chumetz. I'm so happy makesham is going to go and wash it down nicely, especially if it's going to be a torrential rain. It's really going to do a good job. See, he was very happy about this raining coming on the itztrabul. And guess what happens? After that, the water from the istrabul now dripped on some zrayim, on some seeds, on some food items. The question is, do those food items now become mukshul lekabel tuma because he was happy about the water falling on the istrabul? So what's the shaila over here? The shaila is because the istrabul is connected to the ground. And we said before that when water falls on something which is mechuber, it's not machshir. So does the same thing apply to our istrabul which is attached to the ground? So Shimura, let's go back to our famous Reb Lezer and the Chacham. Aliv the Reb Lezer, the Omar, kol mechuber lekarka, ariyu kekarka, lo tiboyelach. According to Reb Lezer, that said in the Brisa of Bais, that was the Brisa that we learned in the Amud Beis yesterday, which we quoted initially when we were trying to determine which Reb Lezer is not the Tana of Tzinar. So you remember we had a person who sells the Bais. The Brisa distinguished by a Machteshes, with Machteshes Chakuka, Avalo Yesekvu, you're included. And Reb Lezer says, as long as it's attached, it's attached, it's attached, it's attached, it's considered to be mechuba lekarka. Okay, so since Reb Lezer holds it as mechuba lekarka, like a karka, then there's no question that the Zroim will not become mukshul lekabel tuma because it's like water that falls on mechuba lekarka. Said, you're going to tell me, yeah, but maybe Reb Lezer is only saying his din legabi hilchus bias because he holds that moicher be'ayin yofa moicher, having nothing to do with hilchus hechshel lekabel tuma, zok reshbam. For that, he didn't have to say kol amechub lekarkar yurkekarka. This kol lechayim makes akloluhu. He's trying to tell you not only legabi hilchus bias, legabi other halachas too. It has a status of mechuber. What other halacha? Legabi mukshel lekabel tuma. That it's considered to be mechuba lekarka, and therefore the water that falls in the instrument will not be deemed water that's going to be machshir does right. So lechayra, Rav Yosef Shaila is nishka Shaila according to Rav Lezer. Kiti boy alach alibe the Rabbanon, the Amri einu kekarka mai. The Rabbanon who distinguish not legabi istrabulin, they really distinguish legabi the case of the machteshes. When the machteshes is chakuka, v'lo yesakvua. So we see that they do distinguish between things which were originally kalim, which were tolish, which we were machaber, and things which originally were mechuber from their inception. ab initio, as they say, the fancy Latin term. So now the question is, what would the Rabbanan hold? By this, it's tabulin, which was detached. You bought it in your Home Depot. You went and attached it to the ground. Does it have the status of mechuber, and therefore it's not machshir zizrim? Or would you say that it has the status of talush, where it would be machshir zizrim? My, what's the halacha? The Gemara taiko tishbi ataris. The Gemara is not poishit tishal. But the Gemara has one more halacha, which is also related to our itzchabulin.
Are the chachamim so consistent? Meaning, how could a house be? A house is also talush lachakach mechuba, right? So mm-hmm. They're going to hold that a house is mekabel tuma for these purposes. How could that be?
You mean whether it's machshir lekabel tuma or not?
Yeah.
In fact, the Rishbam addresses that question, and he says that that's the famous question of the keli, which is on top of the wall when it starts raining. Vi is the Rishbam. Let's try to find it for you. If you look at the Rishbam, the first Bayer of Yosef, Me'eg Shomim, you have that. If you go down halfway, where he brings from Shechitas Chulin, Tolish v'lepsoif chibro, the Inyan Hekshah Zroa, Machloikis, Titnan, Hakoif v'karal gabi, Koisel, Ubrachin, Reish, Lesef, this is Stira, V'dakin minah. The Koisel Binyan, even though it's the wall of a building, everybody would say, Ein l'chom l'chubur g'doy l'mizu, Choshev Tolush, for purposes of being Machshah l'kabal Tumah. The mechish of shidudach har is a bechiyuta because it's tolish. It's not mechub lekark. It's a wall. It's built there. It's a Mexican wall. But nevertheless, it's tolish. Har is a bechiyuta. It would be a kab machshir the kabel tuma. What koisel you're talking about? Koisel mara, a natural wall. Shu mechub meikaroi from its inception was always mechub. Oh, then loy mahani machshav to lahashes. So your point, Saul, is exactly the point. Reb Shol is the point of this Rishbam. It's like the Gemara in the Sechtes Chulin, that in fact, even by a koisel itself, we have this shayla legabe, something which was tolish, flipsef chibroi, or something which was mechuber mei kore.
How do you know about the Mexican wall?
I heard about it. Hamidia writes about it from time to time.
Okay. You must be a trumpet.
Yeah, anyway, let's continue on. Zot Yimor Baitesh. By the way, it doesn't exist yet. We're still, the Mexican still has still have to pay for it.
We're deeming it as a thing.
It's a deemed wall. Uh-huh. Okay. Shalach Lerim Nachemia Bereider of Yosef Lir Rabba Bereider of Huna Zuti Linerdo. He asks in the following shayla. Ki as yahach itza.
Too large, you'd have to figure out what the shayla is.
Ki as yahach itza lekamach. When this young lady comes in front of you, itza usually is defined as a married woman, but here it's really talking about a kala that wants to get married, and she's trying to get her isur nechosim. What means her isur nechosim? Isur nechosim is what we call today a nan. Nan is a dowry. Now, normally when a father is alive, he decides whether and how much dowry he's going to give for his daughter. If his daughter is exceptional in many, many different respects, maybe he doesn't have to give such a big dowry. If she's not so exceptional, maybe he has to give a bigger dowry. Anyway, the point is, it's totally discretionary, and a father can do whatever he wants. When happens, chas v'shalom, the father passes away. Then, and if he only leaves daughters, it's no problem, because then the daughters are the sole yorshois, just like we have by benois, tzlofchad, and then they'll split it among themselves, whatever the property was, they'll split it three ways, five ways, 10 ways, depending on the number of daughters. But what happens if they're also sons? Sons, of course, get Yerusha Menat Torah to the exclusion of the daughters. But there's a din derabbanan that we have to go and give a nadin for these young ladies so that they should be able to go and get married. Gesundheit. How much do we give them? We give them isur, isur ayin yud sin vav reish, a tenth of the nechassim. So if he left over value of $1 million, we give $100,000 for purposes of the nadin. If they're multiple daughters and they're different ages, they have a whole Masechtas Ksubis, a whole sugi there that talks about how are you going to measure it, because the Chayra, you're starting off giving her 100,000, and then now, if you have now 9 daughters left, but there's only 900,000 left, you don't have a million left, so now do you do a tenth of the 900,000, you give only 90,000, or do you split it up initially? Anyway, there's a whole sugi Masechtas Ksubis, which is really not negir to us. The point is that, says the Rishbam, that even though you are giving Isur Nechosim, that din is only a lien on karka, not on metalklin. So if the father who passed away only left over metalklin, even though the metalklin were very precious and were worth a lot of money, the din of Isur Nechosim does not apply. It only applies to real estate. Okay, now the question is, what is deemed to be real estate? Zokti Yimarki Asiyah Itzle Kamach, if a young lady comes in front of us and she says, Agva Isa Nechsei, I want to go and collect my Isa Nechose for my nan, then you allow her to collect Afilumi, it's Trubuli Derechayim. Even it's Trubuli Derechayim, which was originally Tolush, and now it's Mechuber, it has a status like Karka. Why does it have a status like Karka? Because we're passing like Reb Lezer that holds even Tolish Ve'achka Chibroi, Kala Mechubla Karka, Horiuka Karka. And therefore, we see from this Gemara that that's talk of the Psak Halacha, like Reb Lezer, for purposes of bias, not necessarily for purposes of mikveh, but for purposes of bias, kol mechub lekarka, yuruka karka, and therefore she can collect her Isa Nechasim even from the Itzrabuli Derechaim. Hopefully, this Itzrabuli Derechaim has considerable value to it, so she should be able to collect something. Whatever value it has, she can go and collect her Isa Nechasim from it. You can't. I mean, you could theoretically detach it from the ground, chisel it out, uproot it.
But if the house is worth $100,000 and it's the ruble,
adds to it
$5,000 or it would be $105,000.
100% exactly right. Exactly. It adds value to the house, and therefore you can collect the Isa Nechasim even from the Itz Trubuli. Rav Ashi goes one step further. Rav Ashi ki avinu beit Rav Kahana. Magvin nafilu mi amla debati. Amla means rental income of the house. What is a house or what is a property worth? The income of the rent that is produced that people go and pay. Oh, even from that rental income stream, she can also get a tenth for purposes of a nan for isa nechse. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.